This is Ozarks at Large. I'm pleased to be joined by Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Becca, we've reached you in Bella Vista, correct?
I am still working from home, but my coworkers are furry, and I like them, so it's okay.
And they sleep a lot, I bet.
And they sleep a lot, and they bark a lot. So, you know, if I fall asleep at my desk, it won't be for long.
What do you got for us this week?
Good stuff. We got good stuff. We got live stuff. We got online stuff. We got coming stuff to anticipate. And we got a super cool story about a Rogers woman who is taking the national stage Sunday evening. The culture of Northwest Arkansas lives, and we're going to keep feeding it.
I like that.
Today, you can go to, if you have a yen to go to a craft fair, which God knows I do, there is a craft fair at Shepherd of the Hills in Branson this weekend. 9 to 6 today and Saturday until 5 on Sunday. It's $5 to get in. It's outdoors. You know, the social distancing you'll have to figure out for yourself, but it is outdoors and it gives you a great scenic drive. So there's a plan.
Okay.
Tonight is Friday Nights on the Lawn at Crystal Bridges. And tonight is Drum Safari, and it's sold out. But I want to mention this concert series because guess who's playing there October 30th?
Well,
come on, guess.
I know who it is. It's your favorite.
It is. It's Trout Fishing in America, and I just got my tickets. The tickets are free. You have to get them online so they can keep the crowd down. Or you can go to North Forest Lights at Crystal Bridges. And this is outdoors. It's after sunset Friday through Sunday in the North Forest. People loved it so much that they brought it back for the whole winter. Tickets are $10 to $22. Kids younger than 6 free. It's $5 extra if you buy day of.
Okay.
Because that messes up. They're trying to keep track of numbers.
Of course.
So you can go online at crystalbridges.org and buy in advance. And then on Saturday, at 10 o'clock on the Fayetteville Public Library's Facebook page, there's a virtual tour of the University of Arkansas Museum.
Museum used to exist in a building on campus. It no longer does, but the collection still exists, correct?
Correct. And they have an amazing collection that they've been trotting pieces of it out at Fayetteville Public Library for a while now. But this, of course, is filmed so you can see the treasures inside the vault. All you have to do is log on to Facebook.
Free.
10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Free. Saturday is the Ozark Quilt Fair at the Shiloh Museum of Ozark History in Springdale, but it's a little different this year. It's online. Usually it's this beautiful, wonderful thing under the trees where they hang the quilts on clotheslines and everybody chats and it's just great fun. But this year, people have submitted photos of their antique and contemporary quilts. And all of it goes up online today at the Shiloh Museum website at shilohmuseum.org. And it's going to have bluegrass music by the Roving Gambler Band, so it'll be almost like you're there.
Excellent.
So there's also a book signing Saturday afternoon with Peggy Hill, who is John Tuthock's wife, and the author of a new book called Give Peas a Chance. It's from 1 to 3 o'clock at the General Store at 2080 East Van Buren Street in Eureka Springs. And then Saturday night is the first Roots HQ on the Avenue concert.
Right. They're closing down a street. Kaya Cater, and they're closing down a street.
7 to 9 o'clock. It's outside the Roots HQ at 1 East Mountain Street. Tickets start at $20. I'm kind of betting they're sold out because they are keeping the numbers low. But you can go on the Roots Fest website and see what all else they have planned, because they do plan a concert series on the Avenue. And then Sunday evening, the story I teased you about way back at the beginning of this conversation. There is a young woman named Sam Lucero who owns a business in Rogers called Anarchy Cake Studio. Her favorite thing in the world is Halloween, and she's always wanted to be on a Food Network show called Halloween Wars. She's been trying for 8 years. She is on the first episode of season 10 that airs Sunday night at 8 o'clock. And at 7, there's another segment, an introduction called Road to Halloween Wars, where they actually came to Rogers and visited with her and shot her bakery space and shot around the area. I have no idea how it turns out. There's six teams of three, and they try to make the biggest, spookiest masterpiece that combines cake and sugar and pumpkin.
Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Thanks, Becca.
Thanks, Kyle.